Good morning, everybody. I'm Randy Krutz. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. We're so excited to be at Farm Progress. We have a kind of a unique role this year to roll out a program called I Am Farmland. I Am Farmland is a follow-up to the documentary Farmland, which as most of you realize, we rolled out in May and has been in theaters all summer long. We had tremendous support and a lot of success with the film in theaters. But obviously, when you show a documentary in theaters, that's not always or maybe ever going to be your largest audience. So what we're looking to do is grow a grassroots support of this film at the farmer and agriculturalist level in order to put the film on college campuses and in classrooms all across the country. When we saw the success of the film, and when people really began, particularly in agriculture, began to relate to the film, we recognized that we needed to have a film that touched consumers the way that this one does. We need to have it out in front of a broader audience. And so along with our digital distribution of the film, which starts in October, we're here raising money, basically doing some fundraising, again, at the grassroots level, in order to get money to push the film out on college campuses and high schools. We know that there are some competitive films and some negative films out about agriculture that are in classrooms all across the country. We think it's important that farmland is in those spaces as well. And we really believe that as in some cases the film was depicted as an unrealistic view of how food is produced and raised, we think it's important that farmers get behind this film and send the strong message to consumers and to national media that this is a realistic view of agriculture. And in fact, Brad Bella from Texas is here with us. Brad's in the film. Many of you may recognize him. I'd also recognize Nancy Cavazzagian as our vice chairperson, of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and she's here with us today as well. So really, again, the basis of this is to start with agriculture and farmers and ranchers and raising money. And from here, we'll be rolling out into, obviously, seeking money from agricultural organizations and from the public in general with that, you know, ultimately to take a film that is about six young farmers and ranchers and putting it in front of a national audience. And that's the objective, guys, and that's really what my focus is here today. We're all set up with, in fact, if any of you would like to contribute, I have a swiper on my phone to where we can take money. Some major sponsors have been kind enough to let us reside in their tent. We're in the DeKalb Asgrow tent. We're in the John Deere tent. We're in the Pioneer tent. So we're those guys and organizations have made it very easy for us to interact with farmers over the next 3 days. So we're very excited about that as well. We'll also be roaming the grounds, and we'll be at shows, you know, over the next several months, if not the next couple of years, focused on this. This started as a hashtag, as you might imagine, hashtag I Am Farmland, and it's now rolled into a major effort for us, and it will be a big part of who USFRA is over the coming months. So that's my presentation to y'all. I would welcome any questions if you have them, or anything like that. Lisa, yeah, anything we need to add? Lisa Cassidy with USFRA. You all know Lisa. Oh, the IamFarmland.com. There's a website you can go to. Forgive me, that was very important. Where farmers and ranchers and anybody can go to give money. You can also approach any of us to make a contribution. And again, you'll see a lot of us over the coming months to do just that. Any questions? And Brad's available for the next day or two here. So if you guys want to talk to Brad Bella about the film and what his experience has been. And I think Ryan Van Helsen is also showing up later today. So be delighted to put those guys in front of you to talk about what that experience has been as they've kind of become famous over the last few months. Jeff? So the response that we see with consumer audiences is a real surprise about who farms the land, that there's still all these family farms out there. We see that with consumer audiences. What we saw a little bit with some national publications was a little bit of disbelief, again, that this is what agriculture really looks like. And you know, we USFRA had, this was a James Mole documentary. We didn't have anything to do with the selection of the subjects in the film or the content of the film. So it really is a depiction of agriculture. And so I'm not sure, Jeff, if I'd call it pushback, but it is. It has been viewed by a few as an unrealistic view. And we know farmers and ranchers want to change that. And that's really what the I Am Farmland campaign is all about. And the antagonists, how are they saying? Are they discounting it? I would say that the biggest thing is that, you know, the word big ag gets used a lot. You know, it's a representation of big agriculture. And we want to change that, too. I mean, this is how we feed the world. And, you know, you can try to call it and brand it something negative if you want. But I think one of the things that USFRA is trying to do, that our board of directors has charged us with, is to really address some of that, you know, terminology online. If you go out there and Google big ag, it's not real great. And we'd like to change some of that so that people get a better picture of what agriculture really is. Yes, sir. Yep, the money will be 100% used for the distribution of the film. The goal actually will kind of roll out of how we do here. So obviously we have all sorts of numbers out there. It's not so much the money as the number of farmers that contribute. We want grassroots agriculture, whether it's $25, $100, $500, or $1,000 donation. We want grassroots farmers to support this film so that we can tell the national media that we've got 10,000 or 20,000 farmers behind the film. What we'll do on college campuses is kind of yet to tell, because those will likely be more of an event, so it might be the longer version of the film. But there is a 44-minute version of the film for television and for classrooms, which really addresses the same issue. It just leaves some of the conversation is out of the film, as you can imagine, cutting almost a half an hour out. But it still covers the same important issues that are important to these guys that are in it and that you know, consumers care about. Anything else, you guys? I really appreciate it very much, and we'd love to talk to you the next two or three days. Whatever we can do to help promote this is so important to us, and thank you for being here. And I'll take your credit cards now.